Well, we get it underway this afternoon. It lets me know that fall, by the way, my favorite time of year, is fast approaching, because it's time once again to welcome back to the studio Brad Ryder and Carrie Capaldo to talk with us about what has been for many years Commit to Get Fit, but got a brand new name this year. Can you tell us a bit more about that, Carrie?
Yeah, so our new name is Commit to Community, and we have a little tag to that, and it's about, you know, serving survivors in the community. So, you know, we had a lot of feedback, I would say, from participants over the years about some confusion about the name and really what the goal was. And so we said, okay, how do we make this known that it's more than about just a race, and that it's about our community response and how we're caring for people, specifically survivors of sexual assault and domestic abuse?
Well, we want to talk with you a little bit about all that you've done and how busy the program has been this year. Brad is the race director again this year. Not a lot has changed other than the title. You'll still do it at starting at Broadway Park. And again, I should give the date. It's Sunday, September 29th. And you've got a lot of different options, as always, for people.
We do. So same great cause. But we do have a new name, so Commit to Community. And we have a kids' obstacle course that starts at 9 a.m. on the 29th. Then we have our 5K and a 5K walk. That's at 9:30. And then for the really ambitious, we have a 10K run, and that starts at 8:30.
Well, and it's such a great course, whichever you do, running through the neighborhoods around the east side of Bangor. It's such a wonderful event, and no matter what the weather is, even if it's a little drizzly, it's still going to be a great time out there. Let's talk, Carrie, about so much work that you have done with the SAFE program. I've got some of the numbers here, but I'll ask you, about how many people have you served this year?
So about... we're around the 85 mark. I think we're probably closer to 90 now, I think, since the last time I checked our numbers. We're right on par, I would say, as we have been in the last couple of years. So I suspect we'll end our year out serving people who present after an assault for sexual assault or domestic violence will be in the 150 to 160 range. Overall, though, you know, our team of SAFE nurses, they're really well trained at having really good conversations with people, building rapport, and connecting them to the appropriate resources. So even when people come to our hospital and it's not an acute assault, but something that's happened in the past, we're connecting with them and consulting with them. So just in that group of people, over 400 so far this year. So last year we saw over 750. I suspect it'll be even higher by the end of this year.
I understand, too, that two of your nurses in the program have become board certified to deal with the pediatric cases?
Yes. Yeah, so there's seven of us total. Four of us have credentialing through the state of Maine to take care of pediatrics as well. But there's an extra level of board certification that's really difficult to obtain. And there's only five in our entire state. And two of them are at St. Joe's. And Katie and Stephanie did a really good job getting that board certification.
I was reading, too, that you have also been doing a ton of work with the legislature and with a number of community-based organizations.
Yeah, so we are getting recognized. You know, I think that because we're in a unique position and program, we try really hard to help inform on any laws or changes that are occurring that affect survivors. The Maine Coalition Against Sexual Assault will often seek us out. I also sit on the State of Maine Safe Advisory Board to help inform on some of that information as well. So if there's a law out there regarding sexual assault, we probably had a little bit of say in that, or helped give testimony or create the language. And then locally, you know, we sit on a lot of task force around sexual assault, domestic violence. We work with law enforcement, advocacy agencies, and anyone in between that would wrap a survivor in resources to support them.
We're talking with Carrie Capaldo, Brad Ryder. St. Joseph Healthcare's Commit to Community coming up on the 29th of September. Brad, how many people are registered for the races right now? Do you know?
So right now we've got just a little over 500.
Wow.
Which is a great number, but of course we hope to get more. We're looking, last year we had over 600. So, you know, we still have a little ways to go. Really easy to sign up. It's online, and as well as just a real easy way to do that.
Yeah, you can go right to the website, stjosephbangor.org. All the information is there, links to registration as well. What's the goal in terms of the money that you'd like to raise with the event this year?
So we're closing in on our goal. We set a goal this year of $225,000, and we're getting close, but we still have a little ways to go. So we really need everyone's help to help us make that goal.
And I know you get some sponsorships that help out a whole lot, but when you get down to the nitty-gritty and want to get to that goal, that's when you really rely on a lot of individuals stepping up, right?
Absolutely, yes. And we much appreciate all the businesses that have become sponsors, particularly our presenting partner, that's Quirk Auto Sales. But boy, even those little bits help add up. So we really appreciate everyone's help.
And even if you can't participate in the event, you could certainly contribute and help make it all worthwhile. So all kinds of ways to participate, even if you're not out there walking or running. So Carrie, for people who don't know and maybe aren't familiar with the program and the services, what do you need this money for, and where will it go, and how will it help members of the community?
So to care for this level of population, it takes a lot of extra education and training and dedication. And as you can imagine, this work's not easy. And most models of this type of care is something that is done above and beyond a regular role of a nurse, and increases burnout really quickly. So we decided, like, hey, let's guarantee the service to the community. Let's create a department that has actual safe nurses, and that's what they're doing. So it helps fund that because we're not a service that makes money, right? We're not billable. It's the way the healthcare system's set up in nursing. So it helps support that. It also helps us get out and do that community outreach, tabling, connecting survivors with the other resources. And it helps us with different ways, like toiletries, hygiene products. Sometimes we have to, like, you know, purchase stuff like that for folks. You right. know, I feel like we've utilized funding in a lot of different ways. But mainly it's that to guarantee that we are there and that we can respond.
Can you talk a little bit about the honors that Katie Roberts received this year?
Yeah, so Katie's one of our safes. She's after me, the other tenured one. So she's been around since about 2018 as a safe nurse and longer than that as a nurse. But she just received Mikasa's Sexual Assault Nurse of the Year Award for 2024. I do want to put a little plug in that St. Joe's Safe Nurses have won that 3 years in a row. So, you know, like, it's we're on a good track record.
There you go.
So Katie got it this year, and it was really a great moment. She well-deserved and long overdue.
Oh, that's wonderful. Yeah. And in terms of, we were talking about getting those last few dollars to meet the goal, can you talk a little bit, Brad, about some of the incentives you have for people trying to get them to give? Or maybe not. Did I throw you a curveball there?
You did.
Oh, okay. All right.
I was all prepared for it, except for that one.
Okay. Well,
So the team that wins, right? Mm-hmm. Like the team that has the most personal sponsorship, I think, right? Like, so we're encouraging each team to get to raise funds as well, not just to have the participants.
Right.
And I believe that the team that has the most will get to come to the after meeting, right? And, like, meet with the safe team, learn more of the details about what the program does, some bragging rights. I can't remember there. I think there might be a little award that goes with that, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Now that I can, come back a little bit. Yes. So all the way from the kids, all the kids that participate in the obstacle course receive an award.
Oh, nice.
And as well as the first place finishers for age groups and for the adults, they also receive a really unique award as well. And of course, the overall men and women.
Well, it's to me, it's just the perfect community event. It gives people a chance to get out there and get some exercise and see other members of their neighborhood and the community, but also do such work for a great cause, because this is essentially your operating budget, right?
Yes. Yeah, I guess that's as simple as we can put it.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
So if you want to see this program continue to serve people and be known for what it does, not just here in the Bangor area, but throughout the state of Maine, help out and be a part of this year's Commit to Community, Supporting Victims of Violence and Abuse. It's coming up on September 29th, starting at Broadway Park. Again, more information on the website at stjosephbangor.org. Carrie, Brad, it's so great to see you again.
Thanks for having us.
Have a great event.
Have one more for you,
sure,
too. If you're not able to actually participate in the walk or run, but we would love to have volunteers help us out.
Oh, yes.
We need over 130 volunteers in order to make this event happen, and we couldn't do it without them. Again, utilize the website to sign up as a volunteer. All different kinds of things to help us out, make this event successful.
Perfect. We wish you luck with everything. Thanks, as always, for stopping by.
Thank you.
Brad Ryder, Carrie Capaldo from St. Joseph Healthcare with us here to get things started.